throughout camp and even back to OTAs, we asked you about the youth that it looked like you were going to have at your position. When you went back and watched everything during the bye week, what did you think of how your young guys did?
It was a solid start. We a lot of good reps, good and bad. Some bumps in the road, but right now it's experience. They put some good snaps together, and defensively we've done some good things against the run. Some things to clean up is a group in the pass game for us too. But we just need to keep growing and really, not even what I've seen on game day, but their approach through the week is to me what makes the difference. Come game day, they approach the game the right way. They take advantage of everything on and off the field. And you know we're going to have our bumps in the road, but if they keep that mentality and do those things through the week, then we'll accept what happens on Sundays.
Or as quickly and astutely as Blake picked up a lot of things during the spring in training camp, what are some of the things that he couldn't learn until the actual game started?
You know, it's just the speed of the game in really the next level of athlete where every snap, it's you have got to be on point and you've got to pick up your own speed and your own pace, your own violence, if you will, on every down at a high level. There's no plays off. There's no soft spots anywhere that can show up in your game or you're going to be losing that down. And I think it's really until you get in there and you understand that there's nobody in this league, no opponents who really don't belong here at this level. And it's just something he's got to pick up and go and learn from it week to week.
How's his nose?
You know what? It's doing pretty well right now, I think. It looks like they cleaned up that stitches a little bit, but that was brutal. That was brutal. I was hoping we could make it through the Lions game and he'd have a little bit more time in the bye week, but it didn't take but one hit there and it was split back open. But he's fighting through that okay.
What did you think of that play that Joe Thomas made, the interception he almost had?
Got to make them. We've talked about that before. Got to make them. Too good of a play not to finish it off in a big play or a big part of the game. But those are the things. He'll make those plays. I've seen progress with him this year of coming up with the big plays. But he knows it. I know it. We all know it. You got to make those plays. Those are game-changing plays.
Instinct on his part, because I think he kind of turned around.
No doubt. He put together a great play, you know, through his technique and then through his own instinct and playing off the quarterback, and he got to finish it.
What's been the difference for him this year, do you think? You know, I know he played a lot last year, and you know, maybe I'm just dead wrong, but I thought he was fine. I don't know if he did anything excellent or didn't do anything bad. He was fine, I thought. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But this year, he's been a real difference maker for you.
Yeah, it's just his play speed that only comes through experience. And he started to pick that up last year. He didn't have as many splash plays, maybe as much impact stuff. He did play solid last year. This year, he's just that much more confident in his understanding of what we're doing, how we're using him in that role, and he's been able to go out and play fast and make those plays.
I know that there are probably a number of factors that could go into this, so maybe it's not a question that's easily answered, but now that you've had a couple games without Clay at inside backer, have you seen teams try and stress your inside guys in different ways because Clay is not one of the guys that's in there anymore?
You know what? I think it's always, even with Clay in there, you know what? They're going to attack. It's just a matchup league, and you know what? You've got to be ready. On every down, a lot of good backs we've seen already this year. We're going to see some more, and they're going to try to stress you with those matchups, tight ends as well. So, I mean, it's we prepare every week, like I said, whether or not Clay's been in the room or not, understanding that they're going to try to attack us, and you better show up and make the plays early or it's going to keep coming throughout the day.
Is Ryan noticeably stronger than he was a year ago?
I think Probably. I mean, he's had a season or an off season with our strength and conditioning crew, and he does a great job there. But I think just with his development too, his body position, putting himself in better position to make those plays and be impactful. Not so much wasted footwork, not too as many bad angles to the ball. He's playing with better pad level, and I think all those fundamentals translate as much to gaining the strength that he's learned through his experience last year.